Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. Please take our opinion poll about the upcoming March Jacksonville mayor's election. Are you registered to vote in Duval County?
I am.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in the March elections to pick a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Very
Very,
likely. Okay.
very.
What is your gender?
Male.
What is your age?
60, 64.
Thank you. How did you vote in the recent November 2022 elections? By mail, early in person, or on election day?
Early in person.
Thank you. First, should Jacksonville next mayor, number one, continue moving Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry, or number two, change direction?
I don't know what direction they're going in, so I guess change it since I have no idea what they were doing.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel is the most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Quality of the schools, improve infrastructure on neighborhoods throughout the city, roads and traffic congestion, affordable housing, street flooding and stormwater drainage, access to affordable quality healthcare, violent crime, or growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all?
Violent crime.
Thank you. And which of the most is the most the second most important?
Jobs.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose the actions taken by Mayor Curry and the City Council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay for a street improvement, drainage project, and expansion of the Skyway downtown?
No.
Oppose?
Yes.
Okay. When it comes to the city electric utility, JEA, which do you prefer? Keep JEA as a city-owned utility or privatize JEA by selling it to Florida Power and Light?
Keep it as a city on. Keep a city on.
Okay. In the debate about the city's Confederate soldiers' status, do you prefer to keep them or remove them?
Remove.
Next, answer if your opinion of each of the following is a very favorable, someone unfavorable, or very unfavorable. About Al Ferraro?
Al Ferrara, I don't know who that is.
And do you see, I mean, would you say that he's quite someone favorable or someone unfavorable?
You said Al Ferrara. I don't know who Al Ferrara is.
Okay, sir, but, I mean, well, Donna Deegan?
Somewhat favorable.
Daniel Davies?
No idea.
You don't know him?
No, I don't know him.
Lenny Curry?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Huh? Very.
Okay. Audrey Gibson?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Lena Gutierrez Cumber?
No, don't know her.
Ron DeSantis?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Which of the following eight candidates would you vote for to be the Jacksonville next mayor if you have to make a choice today? Audrey Gibson, Al Ferraro, Donna Deegan, Omega Allen, Darcy Richardson, Fran Kessler Jr., Daniel Davis, or Lena Gutierrez Cumber?
Audrey Gibson.
And which of the remaining choices will be your second choice?
Dana Deegan.
Okay. Here's a short description of five of these candidates. Lena Cumber is a Republican city council member whose dad escaped communists in Cuba and taught her values to live the American dream. She built a transportation business creating jobs, is a former teacher and advocate for survivors of domestic violence. Serving on city council, Lena has fought to cut taxes and keep our community safe. Daniel Davis is a Republican and head of the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, former state representative, and former president of the city council who will promote the pro-growth, pro-business policy of Mayor Curry. Davis was raised in West Duval, is a father of four, and married his college sweetheart and will fight for families in every community. Donna Deegan is a Democrat, fifth-generation Jacksonville native, and trusts voice as a 25-year new anchor who held the power to account. Donna is the three-time cancer survivor, founder of the National Marathon to Finish Breast Cancer, and head of the Donna Foundation, which helped thousands of underserved women battle cancer. As mayor, she will be a voice for the voiceless while fixing infrastructure, improving healthcare access for all, and growing an economy that works for everybody, not just a select powerful few insiders. Al Ferraro is a Republican City Council member who opposed the JEA cell and a small business owner who will concentrate city money on its core functions of public safety and infrastructure. He opposed removal of Confederate monuments. And Audrey Gibson is an African-American Democrat with 20 years experience in the state legislature who will be mayor that puts the needs on the resident first and bring together the community. She will continue her record of delivering needed progress on transportation, job creation, healthcare, and veteran services. Based on this information, which of the following candidates would you vote for to be Jacksonville next mayor if you have to make your choice today?
Gibson.
Thank you. Next, rate each of the following statements about a candidate for mayor issues position or actions taken if each will cause you definitely to vote, probably to vote for, vote against, or definitely vote against of that candidate. The first one says, is supported by many of the City Hall Insider consultants and backers of the FPIL deal to privatize JEA. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against.
Definitely vote against.
Okay, thank you. Is a big believer in benefiting from government spending. His organization took nearly $1 million in federal bailout money during COVID and is now getting hundreds of thousands from Duval County taxpayers to pay his salary.
Vote against.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Works for an organization that took hundreds of thousands of dollars to host an event promoting the privatization of JEA.
Definitely vote against.
Thank you. Was a registered Republican but switched 5 years ago to become a Democrat.
That's neutral. That doesn't make any difference to me.
Probably vote for or probably vote against?
Neither. That statement doesn't register as far as anything pro or against. I don't have a choice. I mean, unless you're saying I got to pick one, I'll pick pro if I got to pick one.
Okay, yeah, I mean the closest one to the neutral will be either probably both for or probably against for. Well, against.
Probably vote for.
Thank you. Voted 3 times on city council to increase fees Jacksonville homeowners paid for trash, stormwater, and utilities.
Say that again.
Voted 3 times on city council to increase fees Jacksonville homeowners pay for trash, stormwater, and utilities.
Against.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Is consistently anti-abortion and is on record voting for several restrictions to make the procedure much harder and more expensive for women.
Probably against.
Is a Washington, D.C. lobbyist.
Probably against. I mean, that doesn't, to me, it doesn't make a difference, but probably against, if
okay.
I have to say one.
Thank you. Accepted donations and endorsement from people involved in the January 6th attack of the U.S. Capitol?
Say it again?
Accepted donations and endorsement from people involved in the January 6th attack of the U.S. Capitol?
Against. Positive against.
And spent 14 years an advocate for local developers promoting growth and large home building project in Duval County.
Probably for.
Lastly, here are some statements describing one candidate, Donna Deegan. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, someone positive, neutral, or negative. Donna Deegan will be a major bringing change for good, finally making good on years of promises to fix infrastructure in neglected neighborhoods, included replacing failing septic tanks, installing streetlights, and repairing sidewalks and drainage system. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Donna and her family have a long history of being connected to Jacksonville Black community, which includes her grandfather operating the integrated Roosevelt Grill restaurant in the 50s and 60s, and Donna helping to improve the survival rate of African American women with breast cancer. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Positive. You didn't have a somewhat positive, did you?
Yes, somewhat positive.
Yeah, somewhat positive.
Okay. Donna will use the mayor's office to promote economic growth and prosperity. That includes...
I just lost you. Hello?